West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to another live edition of Auto Talk Radio. What you doing over there? Getting organized, Brendan?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Closing the doors to keep the noise out. You just broke the microphone.
I saw that. I'm so strong.
Oh, well, we might need to do a maintenance day here on something like, are you going to hold the microphone like that?
No,
the whole
I'm going to fix it. But what is going on at the station? First, we got like sprinkler heads getting replaced everywhere. And now we got the, like, geez, Louise.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to stay out of the studio for an hour. So all good, though. They'll get it figured out for sure. And I'm not sure that you're checked out to be messing with that thing, whatever you're doing over there. But anyway, all right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. Here we are, October 26th. Before we get going, I do want to remind everybody, it's Trunk or Treat. Man, I'll tell you what, and next week, obviously, is Halloween on Thursday, I believe, is the 31st. They're holding at the San Diego Auto Museum. I've been talking about this for a while. We sponsored a part of this event. It's called Trunk or Treat. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today at the San Diego Auto Museum in Balboa Park. Get there if you can. Check it out. It basically come join them for candy, cars, and fun. Trunk or Treat, a safe family event. Kids get to trick or treat from some of the cars. Free admission for children under 12 and younger, and parents are free if children under 12 and under have a costume on. So not you as a parent, you don't have to, but your children 12 and under have a costume on.
I will anyways.
You're one of the two aliens, right?
That's right.
Is your wife going on to this too with you?
She will be.
Oh, nice. Are you two and then the little snotty astronaut?
That's right. Well, I would not like to use snot, but nowadays it's drooly astronaut.
He's going to fill his helmet up with water. He's going to have to be careful with that.
Saliva.
Exactly. So, folks, get out to San Diego Auto Museum today. Also, they're holding the Spooktacular out in front of it there in Balboa Park also. Another event going on today, and I think it's from 9 to noon or something like that. But anyway.
Perfect.
Either way, you can get two events going on there. Super cool stuff. Balboa Park's beautiful. I think it's supposed to be a nice day today, isn't it?
It's supposed to be an absolutely beautiful day.
Gorgeous.
Because like earlier I was getting complaints that it was hot. Personally, I never felt that temperature. I thought it was completely fine to me.
Who told you it was hot?
The people that I work, my coworkers during the weekdays.
Was that out in El Cajon, you mean?
And Santee.
Okay. But, well, yeah,
I don't think it was, honestly, still. And it's going to be much cooler than it was this entire week. So
actually, to be honest with you, the temperature was fairly nice. Even in Escondido, I think we were between 80 and 85 each day this week.
It was excellent all the way around. I don't get why people would complain. We really do live in America's finest weather.
Yeah,
honestly,
they should go try to live someplace else. Aren't you visiting someplace with a low of 26 next week?
I will. I will be in North Dakota next week, everybody. Yeah. So
tell him to take his parka with him. This time of year, the temperatures could get extremely cold or be extremely warm. It's 70 degrees during the day.
It's very true, yes.
20 degrees at night up there. So, yeah, it's a little chilly. I've done several motorcycle rides all over the place, and I remember one time we were in Utah and got up in the morning, and we were riding town to town, off-road stuff. It was so cold that the sprinkler heads in the field, as I was, where everything looks frosted over and riding out, they were like ice sculptures. They had frozen up.
Jeez.
That's cold.
That's
cold. Really cold in the morning on a motorcycle, too. Yeah. Really cold. Really cold. So, all good stuff, though, without question. Any day riding a motorcycle is a good day, right?
That's right.
What are we talking about today? besides the fact that anyway, before I'm going to finish with this on the San Diego Auto Museum, just get over there, get your kids in costume, get over there. They can collect candy out of cars. They're putting in cars throughout the museum, places like that. Then there'll be groups out back do it with their trunks open, handing out candy also. Usually they bring a really nice, cool cars, kind of like a Cars and Coffee deal, but they're handed candy out of the back. So Brennan's going to go take his little Dieter over there. And sure they're gonna do some trick-or-treating there at the San Diego Auto Museum. And we sponsored it, one of the sponsors this year for it, because what a great event. A safe Halloween event for sure. So there you go. There you have it. Today we're talking about signs that you should probably pull your vehicle over.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I joked with you last week about that.
Yeah, I can't remember what you said.
I said as soon as you hear a police siren or a cop or you see lights right behind you.
That's a great idea
to pull over, I think.
Or get out of the way. They may not be for you, but you still need to pull over.
Yes.
Yeah. What is that? To the right shoulder, my friend.
That's right. All the time.
Slowly and steady.
I really do hate it, though, whenever I'm in the middle of the intersection and it's a red light, and then you hear like, uh-oh, well, I was supposed to turn left. How do I get over?
it's okay. They try not to run into you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But so things mechanical or not, we're going to talk about those, such as Brendan brought up a good one. If there's a policeman behind you, you might, or fire truck.
Yes.
They're probably trying to get through, to be honest with you. You need to get out of the way, for sure. But and there's a lot of things that could make you want to pull your car over. So we'll chit-chat about that a bit. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. So give us a call. Otherwise, Brendan's just going to be over there staring at me.
Yeah.
You look bored this morning.
Oh, no. I actually prepared everything already, so that way you don't have to, wait for me. I got car news, and I got the car shows today as well, all scattered. So whenever you're ready,
why don't we do the car shows?
All right.
And run that down early so that people could start preparing to get there.
Absolutely. So I'm going to go ahead and ignore the ones that are way too north, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I'll stick with the ones where it's actually not that bad of a travel, especially with our signal that we have. So I'll start off with over at... I'll stick with Newport Beach. So Newport Beach, this is their second weekend in a row that they're going to have the Classic Car and Truck Festival.
Nice.
Where all the proceeds are going to help for organization called Toys for Watts. So it's a very nice...
Toys for Watts, not for Tots?
Not for Tots, Watts. It's a smaller community. Oh. So that's why it's going to go for that
one. For Watts, you mean like Watts in L.A.?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's for that area.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's a good concept.
Yes.
We'll go with it.
So that one is today over at the Balboa Pier, and that's from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We also have AutoNation Toyota Irvine Trunk or Treat.
Oh, they're doing one.
Yes, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today, and that is to help. They are partnering with OC Vets, where they are collecting non-perishable canned goods for veterans in need.
Uh-huh. They're handing out candy throughout the little auto park up there?
I believe so, yes. Free candy for costume kids.
All right. You can make the San Diego Museum and then bounce up 2 hours up, and you have yourself a little traffic, but you get more candy.
It's true.
Anyway.
Then we have BHS, which is Bonzel High School. They're having a car show, and that is going to support the Bonzel Education Foundation of the 5150 Rat Rods.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and that is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that is also today. A little bit more up north, but as I continue down, we get more south and south. Uh-huh. Muscles on Main Truck or Treat Car Show. Muscles on Main, sorry. Trunk or Treat Car Show. All the proceeds for that one will help the Pride of Vista Lions Club Foundation.
Okay.
And it's free to the public to go
to. That's a Vista?
That's correct.
Nice.
Then we got Belmont Park. Charger Steve is in charge of this one.
Okay.
If you know him. He is giving out free candy to people there, and it's a free car show. That's actually tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Belmont Park.
There you go.
So that's a really cool one. And last but not least, we have the Elks Trunk or Treat Car Show. And that's going to be at 901 Elks Lane in Chula Vista. And that is for tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
What kind of cars?
That one, they say it's a car and bike show. So.
Oh, so it could be all kinds of wild stuff. Yeah.
First 100 kids get a free Beanie Baby, too. So
there you go. Something that's not chocolate.
Exactly, yeah. And instead, just a little toy, a little trinket.
Well, that's it.
So
that's
a lot of trunk or treat events just everywhere in general. And also just a lot of car shows. So get out there, explore.
Yep, absolutely. And we like to kind of spread the word and spread the news. That way everybody knows some automotive stuff. Maybe you'll hear about a show you didn't know was going on and you can make it out and check it out for sure. It's
somewhere in your neighborhood, yeah.
Yep, very well. Very well could. There's no question about it. So you can Google all that stuff. Or
that's
if you
correct.
Have a question, call Brendan. You know, hang around and answer it for it.
That's right.
For you. It's happy to help as always. So one of those things. All right, great news and stuff. And now you know all the trunk or treats. But like I said, if you're here in San Diego, make sure you're getting out to the San Diego Auto Museum today, 10 to 2. Or no, wait, I lied. Sorry. Yo, no, 10 to 2. Yep, I didn't lie. I was right on it.
Good job.
Your other one was a different
yes,
time.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yep. But get out, check that out. San Diego Auto Museum and the Spooktacular going on in Balboa Park right now. So it's going to be a Halloween weekend, isn't it?
That's right.
Yep. All right.
I should get my sound effects ready for that one. That's the scary witch laughter and all that stuff, I bet. So,
you don't have it, though, do you?
I do.
There you go.
I feel much better now.
Do you feel a lot better now? There you go. Awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Very awesome.
All right. I'm done. That's my last.
Yeah. Brendan loves Halloween, and as he said, him and his wife are dressing up as two aliens, and their little son is going to be an astronaut.
That's right. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to seeing the pictures.
I will. I actually have some pictures I'll show you during the commercial break.
You dressed up already?
We dressed up just to see if the costume fit him, and it fits him spectacularly. Oh. And I can't wait to show it to you.
With you all as a family, two aliens in the astronaut, you got to get a picture of that.
Oh, yes. We'll definitely do that.
Okay,
for sure.
Good. I was going to say, how many events have you been to already?
none yet so far.
Gotcha. Good stuff. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, happy to talk to you about. We're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio, my friends. Good stuff. 1-888-344-1170 as we're talking all things automotive today. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks up there for over 32 years in the North County Inland. And of course, West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks over there for well over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego there, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks for over 7 years. And then there's West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified right here in the Golden Triangle for well over 5 years. Taking care of folks. Sound like somebody fell through the ceiling.
And it might have.
You see me look? Like I said, I was like,
I know. I heard it too. Because again, they're fixing the sprinklers here. They're just updating the sprinklers, and
so. Well, as long as one don't fall through the ceiling in here, while I'm in here. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway. Tell you what, coming up on it's going to be 2 years here shortly for that one.
Were you working at the Oceanside this week?
Nope.
The oh, okay.
Paul's been over there a bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Josh is our manager there.
Yes.
And the guys, they're doing a great job, though.
Oh,
they're
absolutely.
Super busy store, so taking care of folks, you can get over there and get it checked out. They're at 229 South Coast Highway. All of us, me, myself, and all my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy. That is, we never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced and repaired. Find out what quality automotive service and repair is about, for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service repair needs on approved credit, of course. But get yourself a West Automotive Group card. You can use them anytime. And anything over, I believe it's $199, you can use a 6 months no interest. So super cool way to go. It's like having cash in your pocket for your auto repairs. And you don't have to tie up your other cards, etc. It gives you 6 months with no interest. If you're having any issues with your vehicle, let's get it in and get it diagnosed properly. As they often say, and you'll hear me say it all the time, the best money spent on any repair is the money you spend on a diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility. It will save you thousands of dollars in a lifetime of unneeded car repairs. We just see too many things where parts have been thrown at a vehicle, and just one of those things that doesn't fix it. Now it comes in. Now we got to deal with your real problem. So, and usually folks aren't that happy about that, and I get it. Who wants to spend a bunch of money on your car and then to be told that didn't fix it, and then you end up over with us and we're telling you this is what's going to fix it? It's just more money out of your pocket. So let's get it into the West Automotive Group. If you have a question or a concern, and get it serviced. You were just into Elkhorn. What did you have serviced on your car?
Just an oil change. I was asking, is there anything else? And they literally said, no, you take so good care of your car that you don't need anything else, honestly. And they were very complimentary, saying this is the best looking vehicle we've seen all week. So very nice of them. So.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry for anybody out there.
Brendan just takes really good care of his car.
I do want to compliment you again, and this time on the air, saying how quickly you guys have been doing this stuff now, because I would say when I brought the car back a couple years ago, I always have to work. Oh no, you guys are so busy that you guys have a week. You guys have actually sped up the process so much that we'll get you taken care of tomorrow morning right away. And I got a call by noon saying, hey, we're all done and everything looks tip top shape and you can come back and pick it up. And dude, I honestly,
thank you.
Really, really good job, and really, really cool guys.
We've been tuning everybody up, so yes. and you know, procedures and all that. It's all about that and how we handle folks. So we're trying to give you the best and greatest service as quickly as possible. So there you go. You know, obviously other things take longer, but you're talking about, you know, getting the car and get it serviced pretty quickly. So Yep, for sure. Yeah, just give us a call, and we're there to help you out for sure. Or go to westautomotivegroup.com, and you can make your appointments at any of our five locations. And we're actually going to get a new appointment process that we're putting into place.
That'll be
coming in about a week, through online.
Now, quick question. Is this appointment process this is probably a technical question, so you might not be able to, but we'll see. Can it connect with the Google? Never mind. Perfect.
Yeah. So, and the cool thing about it is when you pick your location,
yes,
if you've been there, it will pull it up in our system also, in our point of sale system or their service writing system, mm-hmm, and it will make the appointment and it will pull up your car and all that stuff. So now writers don't have to go searching for everything. So it will actually
makes it
do
easy
all that.
On all
it's
sides.
Very streamlined.
Awesome.
Very
awesome.
Streamlined. And also that it gets in there and they see it right away, you know? So very important stuff for sure. No question about that. So that's what we're doing as far as with that and keeping things in a good order. So you'll have to check it out in a week or so. But you can get it from westautomotivegroup.com to make an appointment. You can go through Google. All the things online will definitely as far as that goes, be streamlined. So it's all going to work together. Super cool stuff. Yeah, you'll just have to check it out there. So what I was saying, though, is unwanted proper diagnosis prevents unwanted parts replacement. So whether you have a transmission problem, a drivability problem, a check engine light problem, a overheating problem, a brake problem, it don't matter what it is. Get it diagnosed properly. Once again, it will save you a ton of money in the long run. So you just all you got to do is jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make your appointment. We also, you can jump on West Automotive Group and follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram, where you send out little tips and tweets. And this is a good time of year because we send out things like pie recipes also and stuff like that for the holidays, which obviously super cool, good stuff. So jump on there, westautomotivegroup.com, and give us a follow. You can also click on the Auto Man segments where I'm the Auto Man for the CW and the Fox 5 news. I do a segment every week for them, so you can check those out too. They're put on my YouTube channel when we are complete with them. Or you can also click on Auto Talk Radio, and we put all of our podcasts there afterwards. I'll take the live shows and turn them into podcasts, so they're there for your listening pleasure without question. And you can grab the podcast also on the go from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and TuneIn. Always there and always available. All you got to do is plug in 1170 AM San Diego, go to weekend shows, and you'll find it right there. Auto Talk Radio. So good stuff. Well, we appreciate y'all being part of the show and giving us a call this morning. If you got an automotive-related thing, I love talking to people about their cars. So good stuff for sure. Signs you should pull your vehicle over immediately. Some things we need to talk about here. You look like you have something on your mind. You all good?
No, I'm looking at some here too, but it's up to you if you want to start with our caller. Okay. He's in, or we could do the car.
He's probably got a question. Oh, he's probably got a question. Look who it is.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Bodie.
The good old Boatster.
Good morning, Bodie.
Good morning, Brian.
Are you already in the coffee shop?
Oh, yeah. I was a little late this morning.
We're going to start calling these Saturday morning automotive confessions from a coffee shop. Or we could call it Coffee with Brian and Bodie.
I like it.
And Brendan. And Brendan.
And if you ask me how's it going, I would say the same old grind.
Same old grind. There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. What's going on automotive-wise this morning?
Well, last week I was at the Mercedes-Benz dealer up there on off of Balboa at 163.
Yep, San Diego Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, and in the back hallway, they made these giant prints. Some of them are on a frame, and some are painted on the wall.
Okay.
It chronologicalizes the history of the automobile.
Very cool.
The first automobile. It's done. The professionalism in the artwork, they must have spent thousands. So the first car was, the guy's name was something Benz.
Uh-huh.
1883.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Not only is that wow, is that he somehow manufactured the tires, the rims, the motor, and somehow someone made... The diesel fuel was first.
Yep.
Gasoline came later.
Yep.
And then Mercedes, you know, it's Mercedes-Benz.
Yep.
It was his partner's daughter's name, so they named the car after her, Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think it's...
Do you know why the Mercedes star has 3 points? You know the emblem, why it has 3 points?
No.
Okay, by land, by air, by sea. They used to produce airplanes, boats, and cars during the war.
Ah.
Yep, that's why it's got 3 stars when that part came about. I don't think they had that emblem in the beginning.
No.
That's what it stands for, though.
And then, you know, the BMW, the blue and the black?
Uh-huh.
That's to signify airplane propeller.
Oh, wow. There we go. See?
Yeah. Yeah. So, well,
and BMW stands for Bavarian Motor Works.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, he must have started in Bavaria, which is a part of Germany.
Well, I would think so. I'd hope so.
Well, Austria is its own country, so yeah, Bavaria is a section.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, like, either that or the guy was just like, this sounds better than another town motor works. Maybe he's just like, this is the better one. We can use the initials BMW. There you go.
And not only that, the Germans, what else did they invent? So the Swiss invented the watches. So there's something else. Good beer, of course.
Good beer, of course. Yeah.
There was another something, yeah.
I can. Have the printing press, the diesel engine, yes. Aspirin, X-rays. These are just airbags. Sorry, another one.
They invented airbags.
They invented airbags.
Yeah, that's a very important one. They saved a lot of lives doing that.
Yeah, and also they invented the atomic bomb was German.
Yeah, that's probably true. I have to look up to see if they invented it, but. I mean, yeah.
Well,
we put the technology to good use, though, apparently.
Yeah. Well, what the Allies did is they went into Germany after the war, and they took all the rocket scientists, and they put them in Los Alamos in New Mexico.
Ah.
Oppenheimer and all those guys were German.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're true. So.
Yeah.
They said, we're going to use your technology. Get over here.
You know, one of these days, hopefully they'll invent an atomic motor to run cars instead of fossil fuels.
Well, they have nuclear boats. It's pretty close, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Good point.
Nuclear-powered boats. Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know that you want a crazy person driving a reactor around.
No.
It could be bad.
Yeah,
especially a high-speed wreck or something. I don't think you'd be able to contain the fuel rods inside of that thing, and there'd be a meltdown on the freeway. We don't need that.
Actually, my cousin was an electrician. He got to work on the Santa Ana freeway back about 50, 60, or 70, 80 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he said when they left the plant, they had to walk through some kind of gizmo to check how much radioactivity was on them and their clothes.
Oh, I'm sure they monitor the heck out of that.
Oh, yeah.
For safety reasons.
There was safety reasons.
Yep, so, yep.
All right. Good going talking with you, gentlemen. And keep me on air, please.
You got it. Have a great morning, Bodie. Good talking to you.
Nice talking with you. Bye.
Bye. All right, keep him. He wants to hang out, Brendan.
Yeah, I gotcha. Right. I will also mention that I found out that in terms of cars that have the least recalls in history on an average basis, Mercedes-Benz is up there. So, Lexus would be number one from what I'm looking at, but number two is Mercedes-Benz.
Wow.
And that's spectacular. That just shows...
Who's number three?
Number three is Toyota. Oh. I don't believe that, personally. Because not even that. Like, Toyota this week just recalled cars this week. I gotta look back what it was.
Yeah, but how many?
No, it wasn't that many, to be fair, I guess.
Yeah, if it hits just a few models here and there, that's not a really major...
No, it's only two models. And it looks like it's just a total amount of 10,000 units that were sold.
What is wrong with them?
There's potentially damage to the tire sidewalls, and it's for Tundras and Sequoias, but specific models and specific
from gear. Shipping, they got damaged or something?
Correct.
Oh, see, and that's not even really a manufacturer's malfunction. That's just something that happens. But it is a safety concern. That's why it's got to be taken care of. Exactly.
But again, I just wanted to reiterate the point that specifically with Mercedes-Benz, I rarely hear that they get recalled, and they are some really, really nice vehicles. So,
they definitely.
Yeah.
Get rid of them by 100,000 miles, though.
Yes.
Otherwise, they get expensive. Yeah. They get expensive. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. We're going to have to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM. and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Good stuff, good stuff. I do want to remind you, we have a couple things coming up. We do as far as benefit things and things we believe in going on. So if you go to the westautomotivegroup.com, there'll be a pop-up that says Giveathon, and it's for the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, November 14th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're one of the sponsors of the Giveathon that they do every year. And what that's for is this money specifically for the Giveathon is earmarked to get wounded soldiers and sailors and that home to their families for the holidays. Where, if you don't know about Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, you should check it out. They do a lot here in San Diego to make sure and take care of folks as far as that goes. They have a lot of volunteers, and all the money pretty much goes to take care of all the different things that they do. They provide housing, helping people get all kinds of things. I mean, there's just a lot, you know. And I mean, this is a great foundation, just, you know, just good stuff. So I can't say enough. As you know, soldiers and sailors are super important. Yes, absolutely, you know, as far as that goes, taking care of those folks that have done so much. I have several friends that sit on the board of this foundation, and the, you know, the money, a lady named Sandy Lemkuller, actually was the, the founder of this here in San Diego. Amazing job that she does putting it all together and that, and coming up with it. They got amazing people on the board from all across the community. Along with her husband, who's a retired chief warrant officer. His first name is Brian. Great name, by the way. But this organization is amazing, and what they do for veterans and also service members that have been hurt or have issues as far as that goes. You know, anything from PTSD to, you know, actually physically been hurt or stuff. They do all kinds of things. So super great stuff. Super great thing. This Giveathon goes November 14th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And with a military background, really true to my heart. So we donate to this every year. Super important to us. And then, of course, we have the Cruise for Kids on Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday, which is the Teddy Ball Black Tie event. Reach out to me if you're interested in going, you know, as far as that goes. We're one of the supporters of this because we want to make sure, once again, all the money for that goes to buy toys for kids in the hospital. They donate all the bears and everything, and they have silent auction money. All that money is spent and donated, 110%. Nino, the gentleman that runs that organization, he doesn't take the paycheck on this at all. So all that is sent to the kids, for the kids and all that. He runs a great foundation. He does Cruise for Kids for coffee, cars, things like that. He does all kinds of events, but this one's one of the big ones. So if you're interested, reach out to me. You can always autotalk at westautomotivegroup.com. You can shoot me an email if you want to get tickets to go to that. It is the Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. So there you got two great things going on. We got the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station Giveathon. You can look them up at warriorfoundation.org, or you can go to westautomotivegroup.com, and there's a little pop-up there, and it'll give you, you can click right on it and go right through. It'll take you a link right to warriorfoundation.org. Good stuff as far as that goes. Check it out. Two great organizations, and we're proud to help donate to them in that. So anyway, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anybody want to speak about something automotive related, we'll chat with you about it. Couple things we were talking about today is reasons you should pull your vehicle over immediately, and not all of them are because of the car's fault. You know, one of the things that I see folks do that's always concerning is losing something that you feel you got to reach for. Your phone slid down in the side of the seat or whatever. You take your eyes off the road. It only takes a second for it to become a big issue. So if you drop something, spill something, anything like that, first, please pull to the side of the road safely, right? You got this in the written directions, Brendan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
For sure. Yeah. We don't want you crashing or anything like that as far as that goes. So that's one of the very important things. Cabin chaos. Now, I try not to have this, but you might. You're getting ready to have another child. Once you have two in their back seat, your wife's in the car, she's yelling at the kids, you might want to pull over.
Probably.
Yeah. But you could use the old phrase like our parents did in the 70s. Don't make me pull this car over.
Oh, I always say, don't make me turn this car around instead.
Oh. Did your parents used to say that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. They ever pull you out on the side of the road and give you a good whopping?
I can't confirm or deny. I'll do the political answer.
Not a political answer. It's not, oh, you're not supposed to spank your kids anymore.
Yeah. That's where we are in today's society. So.
Yeah. I feel like we're flipping back a different direction.
Oh, okay.
I think we've kind of come full circle and to where everybody was doing a bunch of ding dong things, you know? Like, is that a nice way to say it politically?
I guess so. Sure.
Yeah. So, gonna have to. The world's turned into a very interesting spot, has it not?
Yeah.
So we're going to keep working on heading in the right direction and making sure that everybody is a participant of a good society, right?
It's true.
That's what we're working for. So, boy, it's going to get, what do we got? Election day is pretty soon, huh?
It's coming up. It's
a week and a half?
A week and a half away now, yeah.
So we'll get the election done. Then everything kind of cools down and changes, right?
Yeah. All the transitions happen.
All the transitions start happening the first of the year. But before that, I mean, everybody can, once the election's done and it's solidified, then we can stop seeing that all over the news. Mm-hmm. I'm done with that. Can we just move on?
I already turned in my ballot, so.
Me too. I'm all done.
Yep.
So anyway, but good stuff regardless. Yeah.
One of the sounds I wanted to ask you about, a roaring sound during acceleration is one of the things that's mentioned on here. Most accelerations, I think, have that roaring sound, but what they specifically mean in this article that I'm reading is it's coming from beneath the driver's seat itself for some reason.
Could be transmission related.
They were mentioning exhaust. Actually, it could be the catalytic converter.
A lot of times those start to come apart, though, they rattle.
They rattle.
Yeah, okay. They rattle. Gotcha. But I've never heard a cat roar.
Specifically if it's missing.
Oh.
They say that.
Oh, well, that is an extremely loud exhaust noise. You mean like somebody stole it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're mentioning in the article.
Most of the time, it scares people when they start their car, and that's happened. They had no idea they started, and it's like 700 times louder than it normally is. It's pretty loud. Have you ever heard a car with open exhaust?
Yes.
It's loud.
I hate it.
You hate it. It scares you?
Yeah.
It scares. Scared.
Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure on that one, because otherwise it says here...
I always like your perspective.
There's a crack in the somewhere in the exhaust system.
That could be it too.
You
could have a planetary going out in the transmission, which is part of the gear train in there, and it.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So that's more what I think of roaring. Loud exhaust noise. I don't know. That's roaring. That's just extremely loud. So, but we go with whatever you like.
I haven't heard this sound before, thank God.
Which one?
It says, sounds like an off-kiltered washing machine. A wobbling sound like a washing machine on a high spin cycle with loose change inside.
What is that?
They say the sound is often caused by a loose lug nut spinning and banging around inside your hubcap. and this means that your wheel is not secure.
Yeah, first off, not many people have hubcaps anymore. That reminds me,
that's what happened. That black pickup truck I was talking about off the air, it turned out while they were test driving it, they were hearing a sound coming from the rear end, and on the passenger rear end, the wheel is really, really loose.
And, we get cars that come in like that all the time that you're like, what? And sometimes I wonder, like, is somebody trying to steal the wheels off this car or something?
Right? Exactly. Because
there's no reason for, you know, unless you just had somebody somewhere do repair work and they didn't put the wheel on properly.
Yeah. And it was actually a very, very cheap fix because he was like, because this truck is really old, this part here is actually going to be like a third of the price of newer cars these days. So I don't know if newer cars just have a different metal to it possibly.
No, but technology and what it's for and how many have been made. You know, when you have a car that's extremely old and it was a very popular car.
Yes.
So like there'll be 10 billion brake drums that were made for this thing. So it lowers the price.
There's a lot of
the market.
Gotcha.
So but the if newer, you ever,
well, newer vehicles are popular these days too.
Yeah, they're popular, but the amount of parts, they don't have the year runs that amount of parts have been. And there's not a bunch of aftermarket stuff. When you get a bunch of aftermarket stuff, once again, drives down the price too.
Gotcha. Okay. So, understood.
So more volume of sales, so the price does get lower. It's always supply and demand on everything, pretty much.
Well,
so wrecking yards these days, salvage yards, like parts, they charge an arm and a leg for used stuff. It's crazy what they get. You know, prime example, we needed a hood for something. I can't remember. And used it was $350. I could get a brand new aftermarket one for $200 ready for paint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
Was this at the El Cajon store specifically? Or,
no.
This was, okay.
No, gotcha. I can't. Actually, I don't even remember what it was for. I just remember talking about this. Yeah. Because the reason I remember is the difference in cost. So we're always watching things like that for folks. I mean, get the best option, you know, and move forward with it. But
The one that surprises me is the car that makes noise when turning. I know there's some where you do have to worry, but power steering, it's just a matter of using a lot more strength when it comes to
without it.
Yeah,
I'd think so.
Yeah.
Well, so not, a car that's not, built for power steering. The car that has power steering, if you lose the hydraulic assist on it, it's way harder than a manual steering car.
Because
those systems just aren't set up to be steered manually. So you got to really put some elbow grease into it.
I'm just thinking, is that really something that you would want to immediately pull off the road for? I personally would say, but then again, I'm very strong myself. To brag about myself.
But while you're moving,
then
steering's way easier. Because it just is, the tires aren't scuffed so much, you know, you're moving, so it's easier. Even if you lost power steering while you're moving at 40 mile an hour, it's easier to steer the car.
Okay, gotcha.
Now I wouldn't try to make a sweeping 30 mile an hour turn or anything, but you know,
unless you're John Wick, then you might.
Well, that's just sliding through. I mean, that's I don't know that's 100% emergency. Obviously. Things like lack of visibility, very important. Like you drive into a fogway, either slow way down or you might have to, if it's bad enough, you might have to get off the road.
Yeah, I hit some fog right as soon as I hit that intersection of 805 and 52.
Gotcha.
I don't know about you. Did you get hit with fog?
I did, yeah.
Was it around the same area?
It was.
Oh, there you go.
It was.
Yeah, it's that marine layer.
And then as soon as I got off the off-ramp at Nobel, because I get off there and I usually run over to the Miramar store before I come here.
Right.
Got off there, it dropped right out of it.
Oh, like, okay, because it got worse for me when I got
here. Oh, did it?
But I got here an hour before you, so.
Oh, you did.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, so, but yes. Some of the things important to protect your car, temperature light or oil light come on.
Yep.
You're going to melt the car down or run it out of oil. That's a bad thing. You want to get to a safe spot as quickly as you can.
For sure.
One of the things you were talking about, sudden change in handling, such as you lose a power steering belt or something like that. Not that you got to just whip over right away, but you might want to start looking for a safe spot to exit with the vehicle, as far as that goes. And just to be kind of safe, huh?
Yeah. Another one I can really quickly do is rattling noises when you go over bumps.
Uh-huh. Suspension.
That can be a suspension thing. I don't agree with this statement about how you could... it may be helpful to perform a bounce test at home when the vehicle is stationary to try to find it. I would still say just bring it to you.
I can tell you this. Noises, you want to know what they are and figure it out. Could be a wheel falling off.
Exactly. But I'm saying specifically, if you can do it safely, bring it to one of your shops.
Oh, absolutely.
Specifically.
Well, yeah, get somebody. Because I don't know what you're doing, you're just guessing.
I'm just going to be bouncing up in my trunk of my truck, and then all my neighbors are going to be staring
out the window like, what is he doing now?
Hello? He's still doing it.
He's still doing it again. Can send the white jacket over. Send the little van. Yeah. Yeah, you never know, huh? Yeah, that's probably not... but my point is noises. It could be a nothing noise. Or it could be a dangerous noise, you know. Absolutely. There's a wheel, so a wheel bearing separating, you know, that makes all different kinds of noises. Mm-hmm. A lot of cars drive by, and I can diagnose them as they go by. Oh, brake sensor. So, but yes, cars make a lot of noises. Is it a bad noise? Is it a good noise? Or is it just a noise that's annoying and not dangerous? So, you know, your number one on my list is blue lights, your favorite thing that you said. The main reason to pull over, there's a policeman behind you. Yeah, running from them's a terrible idea.
I would agree.
But, like I told Renan, you might just need to get out of their way also. Pull over. They're coming through. They may not be pulling you over. They may be on their way to do something else. So you want to avoid that. Get off to the right-hand side as quickly as possible and safely as possible, and let the first responders, whether it be policemen or a fire truck or an ambulance, let them go by, go do their job. It's mm-hmm. important. Somebody's not having a good day to where they're going, I guarantee you.
Right.
So important. As far as the car, though, smoke or flames, if you see a lot of smoke coming out of your car or there's actually flames, what are you laughing about?
The flame part.
I've seen cars burn to the ground before.
I know. I've seen it too, but... And I put it down to poor maintenance of the car, obviously, for sure.
Usually, or something's gone wrong. We've seen that. I've seen power steering lines break and hit hot exhaust on a car and start on fire. Power steering fluid is hydraulic. It's very flammable.
I was going to say, it's very rare where, like, for example, Jeep this week recalled their hybrid SUVs, and they suggested for owners to park outdoors due to a fire risk going along with the recalls, so the vehicles could catch on fire. That sort of thing I hear sometimes. It's a lot more often now than before because of the electric systems that are in the vehicles these days. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, I agree, though. And the smoke part, too, that goes along with what your car noise like. Situation is when I see smoke coming out of the muffler that much, I'm like, ooh, that guy needs an oil change bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's so many things that can go wrong with a car, obviously, and you need to stay on top of them. So if you are experiencing anything like these things, or did you have anything else on your list there that we haven't touched on?
You mentioned rumbling, I'm assuming, right?
Rumbling.
Yeah. That would be a spark plug issue, right?
Well, a misfire usually is going to be a check engine light that's flashing, a hardcore misfire.
Yeah.
The engine could be running rough. You could feel a vibration, that's for sure.
Yeah. This one, they say it could be due to the two different things for the rumbling. Dirty fuel injectors could be a possible reason.
Misfiring, yeah. And you might feel it more in a vibration than you do a noise. So...
Well, I think it kind of
lack of power.
I do correlate the two, the feel of a car and the a noise you hear. I do correlate the two. If it feels wrong, you should take it in.
Brendan, we are super glad you're correlating. If it does, once again, a noise, feeling, whatever, you should get your car checked out by a professional such as us at the West Automotive Group, or have your car looked at by somebody else that's professional. But I'm just saying, like, don't continue to drive a vehicle around and just not worry about it. It's a bad idea.
I agree.
It's a bad idea. So,
and don't take it from me. I'm an amateur. So.
You're an amateur?
Yeah.
Amateur driver or
no,
amateur?
No. Car
enthusiast.
Enthusiast, yes.
Amateur car enthusiast. So, well, apparently you listen and you take really good care of your car. So, That's right. We appreciate that at the West Automotive Group when you bring your car in and you have minimal things, you know?
Yes.
Like all you need is an oil change. Everything else looks great. Then you're doing good.
Less
Which
work
car was
do.
It? Was it
the car? Elantra.
Oh,
Yeah. You, now, not don't, the get red. Yes, it is the red one. Little but red don't one. Get disappointed. Oh, that's a great vehicle.
Oh, no, it's a great vehicle.
I know. You talk trash about my Rogue again. I don't want to hear it.
I know. I know.
Oh, look at that.
I love the Rogue.
Oh, okay.
Good. Super good. Super good. Super good.
I like the sarcasm.
All right, folks, go to westautomotivegroup.com and check out Warrior Station Freedom Foundation and everything else that we got going on for sure. San Diego and everybody else out there, have a great weekend. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until next Saturday, we'll be back live. Make sure to tune in. This has been Auto Talk Radio.
Questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.